The last thing that most of us suffer from is a lack of information. Hey, the whole world is screaming for our attention. Sometimes the quiet assurance that comes from a bit of peace and quiet just eludes us. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take another look at your life from a different perspective. And please do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet. It's called Holy Spirit Power, and I'd love to send you a free copy to help you live your life in the incredible power of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it feels like we live in a world where everything and everybody seems to be screaming for our attention. Take advertising. Armies of creative people who think up new, often very clever ways of getting you and me to buy their clients' products. The supermarket where Jackie and I go shopping, well, it has large advertising stickers glued to the floor in some of the shopping aisles. So many people have the TV blaring every minute of every waking hour. So many people go to work, lurch from one meeting to another without a break, without time to stop and reflect. Our senses are being bombarded with thousands of messages and signals and ideas and requests and directions every day. And without knowing it, it ends up being like a huge weight that we carry around. No wonder so many people are so exhausted. If only we could put the weight down, take a break for a while, and then keep going. It's true, isn't it? The more that technologies like phones and then mobile phones and PCs and internet and TVs and DVDs and radio, all that stuff have made entertainment and information so accessible, the more we become slaves to them. The more that cars replace public transport, we do this point-to-point rushing thing instead of, standing and waiting for the bus for 5 or 10 minutes at the bus stop. There are some real upsides to all of those things. I mean, I love the fact that I can watch TV and people can contact me on my mobile phone. It's so good. It's so convenient. But we've lost something. We've lost the time, just to stop and think, to rest the senses, to rest the mind, to rest the spirit, to reflect, to imagine, to dream. And the problem with so much of the stuff that we take in as entertainment or communication is that a lot of it's really negative. You watch the news at night, and 95% of the news is pretty negative. A lot of it's really frivolous. I mean, sitcoms on television at night, well, there's nothing wrong with one sitcom. But if 70% of our entertainment is a diet of sitcoms, is it any wonder that people feel empty, that there's a shallowness, there's something missing? And some of the stuff that comes across as fact or entertainment, to put it bluntly, is downright destructive. It's like eating bad food or sweets all the time. Now, that's our condition. That's what's going on. But there's a flip side. So many people, so many of us, believe in God. Surveys in the West say 70%+ believe in God. But I wonder whether it's a real relationship, a real thing in life, or whether for a lot of people it's a kind of a pie in the sky when I die type of distant sort of faith thing. And we have this belief or this faith on the one hand, and we have this whole need for rest and for peace and for joy and for wholeness on the other. But a lot of people just never connect those two things. Never occurs sometimes to us to connect those two things in life. One of the things I love about the Hebrew culture is that they think and they speak in pictures. A few thousand years ago, there was a little passage written that's in the book of Psalms in the Bible, Psalm 46. And the writer wrote something like this. He said, look, even when the earth's shaking and the mountains are falling into the sea, even though the waters are roaring and foaming, even though the nations are in uproar and the kingdoms are tottering, even in the middle of all that, God has something to say. A beautiful picture. I mean, the Hebrew nation, those people were not a seafaring people. So the idea of mountains falling into the ocean and waters roaring and foaming, well, that's a real fear, turmoil thing. And the writer says, in the middle of all that fear and the turmoil that life brings, God has something to say with a voice that melts that all away. It's like a river of gladness running through a city, with a power that stops wars and calms oceans. God has something to say into that condition, and it's this: Be still and know that I am God. In that big cacophony of noise that we call life, where everyone's screaming at us and yelling at us and things are happening and mountains are falling into the ocean and people are criticizing us and the entertainment's blaring at us, in the middle of all of that, a still, small, powerful voice whispers into our hearts with unmistakable power. Be still and know that I am God. Just stop and pause for a minute. And in the depths of your soul, right deep down where you live, know that despite all the turmoil that you see around you, I'm God, I'm in control, I'm here, I'm with you, and I have the power to bring you peace. With that one small statement, God connects one of our deepest needs, the need for peace, for quiet, for assurance, with the spiritual reality of who he is, of his love and his power. It seems so crazy to me that there are so many people who believe in God, who believe in Jesus, and their idea is that you kind of go to church on a Sunday and that's it. You worship God in a sacred zone and that's it. But that's not in the Bible. That's not what God says. That's not what Jesus was talking about. Be still and know that I'm God. So often when the nations are raging around us, when things are difficult, when the baby's crying, when there's tension in our relationships, we focus on those circumstances. That's all we can see. That's the stress and it's the pain, it's the fear and it's the hurt and it's the... And we react to them because we see the mountains falling into the sea, because we see the oceans roaring and foaming. And God says in the middle of that, be still. And let me speak to you just in that little space and know that I am God. In practice, I think that comes out in two parts. The first is carving out some time every day to connect with him. That's a decision. It's your time. It's your space. But it can be such a foundation, such a rock to pray, listen, look. And then we go and live life out there. And the stuff that people and life throws at us, well, in the middle of all that, we can experience, we can taste a peace that surpasses all understanding, a peace that guards our hearts and our minds because we know who God is in Jesus. And my experience has been that in situations where, by rights, I shouldn't have any peace, I look at it and I have the deepest peace and sense of security. Because earlier on in the day, in the morning, when it was still and calm and everyone was asleep, I took time to be still, to rest my spirit and my mind and my heart and my soul in God's hands. And then sometimes during the day when it's difficult or I'm having a tough meeting, I just glance towards God, just a split second. I grab some stillness in a stressful moment, or when I'm riding the bus into the city, or I just take a little break and go for a short walk or whatever. A quick glance at Jesus, a pause, a look, a smile in the soul. God wants us to know something. Be still, and know that I am God.
You and I, we need power to be holy. We need power to follow hard after Jesus in our lives. We need power to become all that God wants us to be and to do all that he's called us to do. Serious power. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Holy Spirit Power, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you live your life in the incredible power of the Holy Spirit. In fact, at the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's Word right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy of Holy Spirit Power, visit ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on the offer, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.